Our lineup. It's all right. Do we need to wait? Marc-Andre Fleury will be in net. Sidney Crosby will play. And the rest will be game time decision in terms of our lineup. We are playing the Blues tonight. Obviously, their last seven games has been very good. They're 4-1-2 in those stretch. Coming off a tough game with LA last night and traveling, but we're expecting a very hardworking group. A group that's going to come at you with a lot of speed through the neutral zone and try to attack and play in the offensive zone, but also very good and responsible and a tough defense to play against, having guys back in defensive zone. They're quick and physical group back there, and that's a little bit of the mantra of their team in the last seven games, playing that way, hard to play against, and then playing that quick game. And our goaltending has improved, and if we get Halak, he's played real well the last couple games. Elliott's obviously has great numbers right now with a save percentage up close to 950 and playing really well at this point in time, and we may get him this evening. And some of their skilled players or what they bring, Steen is a dangerous player on the point, the power play, and very good. Shattenkirk is a skilled defenseman bringing the puck up the ice. Russell, they batted recently, adding speed to the back end, and that ability, and Backish and Oshie as a pair together are add to that skill and speed at which they play with our dangerous group, which we'll be aware of.
Yeah, a couple things. They're a plus 14, 5-on-5. What's that say about them in your mind? Because their special teams is kind of taking a beating. And then also, have you noticed much of a difference in the way they play since the coaching change?
Systematically, not really very much at all. I think they've played very well defensively. I think they're playing hard defensively. They've been harder to play against. They've given up a lot less, and they're a fast team that plays a fast game, which they've done very well, and allows them to use their skill, but also allows them to be hard to deal with, fast in the offensive zone, and quick there, and quick on the forecheck, and they've been very effective 5-on-5 playing that way. And you mentioned special teams has been an area of concern for them, and definitely a factor for us in the game tonight. And their 5-on-5 play, their numbers are better than ours, so we're going to have to do some good things with the puck and execute to be able to play where we want to play with the puck and get to their defense and force them to have to deal with our team.
And the Thanksgiving Eve game is kind of tradition with the Penguins. And this year there are no NHL games at all on U.S. Thanksgiving, which is a little bit different. With three games and four nights, can you tell your guys to enjoy themselves on Thanksgiving? You kind of tell them to wait until Christmas or something like that? I mean, how do you handle these mid-season holidays where eating is a big thing?
Sometimes I wonder if I shouldn't have said that for the last Thanksgiving, because well, we have a fair amount of American guys who celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, so I'm going to tell them to eat. I'm going to be eating. That's what I'm doing. I will probably have a practice in the morning, but I'm going to tell them to eat, sleep it off, watch the Lions, the Packers play. That'll all be about it tomorrow after tonight's match.
Dan, now that you actually have essentially your whole team healthy the first time in many years, I guess it is, from your standpoint as a coach, strategically and everything else, how does it change now that you've got all your ingredients? Now I've got food on my mind, so I said ingredients. Got all your ingredients. I mean, you've wanted to experiment with things, stalling together on a line, different things. Does it kind of open up the playbook, if you will, a little bit, things you can do?
Well, you can dress it any way you want. You can stuff Gino and Sid on the same line. I don't think we're quite there yet. I was still worried about the minutes. Crosby's going to play and playing 4 and 6 nights, managing those minutes in our team. But yes, I think there would be, I think when it's all said and done, Jordan, Stahl, Evgeny Malkin, and Sidney Crosby are all going to be playing around 20 minutes. That means either the fourth line center is not going to play at all, or we're going to be moved in different situations where they're on the ice at the same time, and I would expect you'd see 87 with 71 like we have in the past in certain circumstances, and probably more often than we have in the past seen 11 play center with 71 at the wing. Even entertained in the summer times the possibility of 87 playing wing for a shift or two with 11 as a center. But those things, I think we're not totally there yet in terms of the minutes for the players. So we saw it last game where 87 played with 71 for two shifts in the third period. We'll see that again. We'll see other combinations. So I think for the other guys on the team, we're still figuring out where the other minutes were, who's going to be playing. Chris Kunitz played less minutes last game, and he's been a guy who's been up in the 18-minute mark and played last game. Tyler Kennedy played less last game. Those guys are big parts of our team that are also going to play more minutes than they did last game, and that's going to play itself out.
Dan, I'm really happy to hear that the turkeys are on the table for you tomorrow. That makes me feel very good. But, you were talking about Sidney and ice time. Will you sit down with him? Will you talk with him? Or is it pretty much set in your mind how you're going to progress during the course of this week? And what was your feeling, that you could have given him more from game one or not? Or are you pretty happy with the way you dished it out?
We have talked. And this is, how many puns can we come up with in this? But last game, I think probably there's a good chance he probably felt better last game than he's going to feel even in this game and maybe the next games he plays. I was hoping to keep him around 15 minutes when he was at 7 in the first period. I was a little concerned that was too high. There were his power plays that dictated that. He, however, was saying he felt great, which, you know, he wanted to play, continue to play at that pace, and you know, he was saying, "I feel good right now," and even admitted last game that possibly I'm not going to feel as good, you know, the next couple games. So let's keep playing now. But players aren't very good jobs; do a very good job at managing their ice time. So you know, we're going to keep an eye on it. The situation will dictate, and I'd still like to see him be under the 18-minute mark for the next couple games. Don't hold me to that promise, but you know, we're playing 4 and 6 nights. That's a lot of hockey playing back to back. There's a concern about those situations. They try to minimize or make sure he stays relatively fresh when he's on the ice.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Yes.
I felt like we should have prayed before that.